I'm going to try and do an abbreviated session of what I was going to say, but as with everybody else, I'd be happy to correspond with anybody who's interested in this technology. I want to spend a nanosecond talking about the online baccalaureate because there are people at CUNY that don't know about this. It's a program that started just 2 years ago. CUNY did some market research and found out that there were something like 60,000 students who had left the university in good standing out there, most of them close by, that were working, they had family obligations, something that prevented them from coming back into a standard classroom. So we started to serve those students. We started with a little over 200. Now we have 700, and we're expecting to grow and grow and grow as long as the demand is there. The courses are completely online. Students matriculate in the online baccalaureate, so as an instructor, I sometimes never see my students. My students never see one another. They're logging in from Brooklyn, from Texas, from Germany, wherever they happen to be and in whatever time zone they happen to be. In doing our proposal for the pilot, that we described for several different applications, but I want to focus on just the one that I'll be showing you samples today. I teach within the research method sequence in the online baccalaureate. Our major, which we call a concentration, one of the two is communication and culture. It's a cross-disciplinary social science, research intensive set of experiences. We have a first-level research course that students take soon after entering the program, a second more advanced research methods course, and then a senior capstone. In contrast to courses that really emphasize definitions and content and more familiar material, these courses emphasize numbers, graphing, logic, research design, some areas that are more challenging for students. So we thought in this sequence that some podcasts would be particularly useful. We followed what we called, and this is a nationally kind of accepted now concept, reusable learning objects. RLOs is the abbreviation. The idea is a different way of thinking about academic content. Instead of thinking about content that is an hour long or a semester long, it's talking about much smaller nuggets of content, something like 2, 7, 10 minutes maybe. They're self-contained, they're reusable, they can be tagged so that they can become searchable, and that they can be used by students or across courses again and again and again. Within the research methods courses, then, we wanted to use these reusable learning objects to link to our outcomes. In this age of middle states, you know, we have identified outcomes, and we wanted to focus on those for our learning objects, promoting student learning at the same time, especially through giving students the opportunity to review these concepts, both within a course and as they encountered them in subsequent courses. And also, because we've got lots of different people teaching, to enhance the uniformity of the teaching learning process to some extent. Okay, some examples. This is the course that I have been teaching. It's Introduction to Research Methods, the first level course. I should say that the online program is using Blackboard 8, and right now there's no direct link between Blackboard 8 and iTunes University. So for this semester, until something is created, we've developed a kind of workaround that seems to be helping the students at this point. I have an interactive syllabus that helps students navigate to all different materials in the course, assignments and other things, and this one column over here is study resources. And what I've done is embed the, as I create a learning object, I put it there so students can navigate directly to the object. And I've used a combination of Camtasia Studio and Screencast to make these available. When you do it, I create PowerPoints, I record an audio with Camtasia on my computer. I get an inquiry right away, do you want to create this as a Camtasia file? Yes. When it's done, do you want to upload it onto Screencast? These get stored on Screencast servers, not on university servers. What I get is a URL from Screencast, and I paste that into my Blackboard site.
In the online program, research training focuses on studying things that affect how people behave. Sometimes we also analyze the products that result from people's actions, the words they write or speak, the pictures they create, the litter that they leave behind. No matter what the particular focus of our research, we depend on our observational skills. A dictionary definition of the word...
I can only stand to listen to my voice so long. That's a more introductory, conceptual podcast. I'll show you one other one that's much more specific. Students are using SPSS. It's a piece of software that's used in the social sciences for data analysis.
This is an introduction to the use of the student version of SPSS that you ordered as part of your textbook bundle for this course. You also received a small guide with the title Using SPSS for Windows. The information in this guide will also be helpful as you learn how to use this powerful tool for analyzing social science research data. This lesson has four objectives.
Okay, I'm going to stop there and introduce the next person. I recommend, even if you're going to use iTunes University, that Camtasia allows you to create files that then can be put up on iTunes University. It gives you a variety of format options in terms of saving. I needed somebody like Albert to sit with me and help me through this. I didn't have him, so I was very much feeling my way in terms of how to create this. These two software packages link together very nicely and were very easy for me to learn even on my own. Yes?
Screencast, you said you were getting a URL from that. Is Screencast,
yes.
Did you have to pay? Is it a free service or is it a free service?
No, I have. Actually, both of these, Camtasia and Screencast, have free trial periods. And, you know, I'm suspicious of all this stuff until I try it out. And so I use the free trials. I think in Screencast it was 2 months, so it was ample time to try it out. And at the end, I really liked it a lot, and so did my students. So I paid, and if you could persuade your institution, maybe they can buy it also. And there are different levels depending on what capacity you want. It's not hideously expensive.
Tiny question.
Sure.
Can you embed videos in there too in those PowerPoints?
Yes, you could. You could. I have it. That's Summer 09 project. Okay. I want to introduce Julia Guarnieri from the Foreign Language Department of Bronx Community College.